Okay, well, there's a lot to look up into the sky across northern Michigan this time of year. Northern Strike is happening again at various airports and fields around the UP. And Colonel, tell me a little about how many years this has been done and the purpose for it.
So we've been doing Exercise Northern Strike since around 2012. It has evolved since then. We do it twice a year. We do a winter version in late January, and then our larger iteration is summer, the first 2 weeks of August. The purpose is really to provide a very unique exercise venue with, you know, vast amounts of training areas, including special use airspace and everything that we need to attract the Joint Force to come and train, to include foreign participants, to work on interoperability, and just training as one.
So what kind of situations are you doing training for?
Well, so we, you know, every individual rotational unit has their own what we call mission essential tasks, or METs. So we work to tailor the exercise scenario so that every participant is able to, you know, to grow their MET proficiency and just train for what they were designed to do in any warfight.
So give me an example of a mission. How would that go from start to finish for your group?
So, you know, a mission might be, we've got two different surface fires battalions, so artillery folks from both Oklahoma and West Virginia. So a typical mission might be a fires mission where they're engaging, you know, expending live ordnance onto a range, and that might be combined with an Air Force or Naval or Marine Corps asset in the air, you know, that is also expending ordnance on the same target, thus integrating joint fires on a single target.
So some of this is occurring up here in Marquette County at Sawyer. So what part of this is going on up here? I know you have things going on in northern lower Michigan as well.
Yeah, so in the Upper Peninsula in general, we've got, you know, a little bit of Special Operation Forces footprint, as well as you're going to see increased helicopter activity. We've got some, you know, helicopter missions planned launching from either Grayling or Alpena into the KI Sawyer area over the next 2 weeks.
And KI Sawyer is a great facility to use, isn't it, just because of the fact that it was an Air Force base years ago and much of that infrastructure is still there?
Yes, absolutely. You know, former SAC base, all sorts of runway to use and facilities to hang her in if necessary. So we've always had a great relationship with the community, and we continue to move that forward.
And what about community engagement? Are there any opportunities for people, the community, to get somewhat close to some of these training missions?
Well, the nice thing about Grayling is, you know, most of the land is dual use. So, you know, we tell the service members that it's very likely that you're going to interact with the civilians that enjoy to recreate in upper Michigan. And you know, they do that, and we try to just have a, you know, keep the engagements as positive as possible, and we're happy to answer questions about what we're doing. We also have some industry partners coming into the exercise toward the end down at Grayling. That's just an opportunity for industry leaders and employers to just see what we do across the Joint Force and understand better, you know, why Grayling is such a great training area.
And I guess the last question, Colonel, is what's the goal of all of this, to do this, to put in the time to do these exercises twice a year?
Yeah, the goal is very simple. It's so that, you know, we're working across the Joint Force and across the interagency and across our foreign participant force, so that the first time we work together isn't in a contingency operation or in a warfight. We want to understand each other's capabilities and limitations, and work to mitigate the limitations and just improve the joint multinational force.